topic. Brother Bill mentioned we will see Jesus. You don't have to turn to it. I'm going to read quickly from Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9, starting at verse 1. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, there be some of them that stand here who shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter, James, and John, and leadeth them up into an high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His raiment became shining, exceedingly white like snow, as no fuller on earth can whiten them. And there appeared unto them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. Verse 5, and Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 booths, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he knew not what to say, for they were very much afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man any more, except Jesus only with themselves. Later on in the Gospel of Mark, you know, we have the scene of the crucifixion. And there's a verse that says that many passed by looking at the Lord Jesus, wagging their heads. Well, this year, we don't want to be in a place of blessing and miss the blesser. Peter, James, and John had an awesome experience. But you know what was funny? They lost focus. Just for a minute. And the one mistake was they were so afraid, they didn't know what to say or what to do. Let us make 3 booths. Well, it so happened that, as we read in verse 8, verse 7, there was a cloud that came and overshadowed them, Moses and Elijah. You know who they left, who they were left to see? Jesus only. And so this year, we don't want you to see the brothers who have come to speak. We don't want you to see the directors. We don't want you to see anybody except the Lord Jesus. And I can guarantee you, if you turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. There is no other person that we want you to see. So as the brothers come and speak and give lectures and share from the Word of God, it is almost as if they are hidden behind the cross. So this year we would see Jesus. And just to touch on the chapter with the crucifixion, I've always said that is the turning point in the history of mankind. And you could sum it up this way in terms of what people see. At Calvary, many people would see darkness, but some saw the light. Many people would see death, but some saw life. Many would see sorrow, but some would see hope. And many would have questions, and some have seen the answer. And so today, this weekend, we would see Jesus. I would ask that as our brother Brian comes, he has the opening lecture, that you would give him his undivided attention. Pray that he would be used mightily of the Spirit. As Brother Barrow said, take notes. We hope you have pen and paper. We expect it to be a full, intense day for the Lord's sake. So we would see Jesus.
Say good day to all. I would like to continue on the same theme that Carlos just brought before us. Let's turn to John's Gospel and chapter 12 and verse 23. And Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified." Verse 20. "And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida, of Galilee, and desired him, saying, 'Sir, we would see Jesus.' Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus." Verse 40. 39 for connection. "Therefore, they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, 'He had blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their hearts, with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them.' These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him." We want to see Jesus this weekend. Now, the thing is that I would like to make mention before we commence, we have also a young people's meeting in Northern Ireland. Very, very good. And I tell you, it lasts for at least 6 days. 6 days. Intense. Very, very intense. I would love to see that in New York, where for 6 days we have you and just talk about the Lord Jesus. We have one coming up in the Caribbean, in Barbados, for 6 days. August the 7th to the 12th. Right after grocery. And right now, all of you look like you have a lot of money. So, if you would make reservation now, that flight is very cheap. I think it's about $4, 400 and something US. Cheap, eh? Cheap. Or you could get it cheaper than that. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So you just find some way you could get there. So this is an invitation. We are going to take up the inheritance, what it is, how to defend it, how to enjoy it, how to desire it. Wonderful thing. And then we are going to take up the book of Joel, restoring the years that the locust has eaten. I guarantee you this. When you leave, your soul will be fat. Amen? But we want to talk about seeing Jesus. We want to talk about seeing Jesus.